Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Satan, your kingdom's coming down, down, down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. You can build up your kingdom all around this world, but Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down, down, down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. You can build up your kingdom all around this world, but Satan, your kingdom's coming down.
My, the glory of the Lord is coming down. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. Praise the Lord and welcome to tonight's program. The end days are upon you. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Called and ordained by God's own audible voice, not the voices or doctrines of mere men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. And know that I am has sent me unto you. Amen. You know there is a need for support to keep this program on the air. And we are now entering a new month with new radio bills on their way to be paid. Please pray and ask the Lord what you should send to help pay April's bills, as this program is listener supported and cannot stay on the air without your help. Now for tonight's Last Days End Times Quick Bible Study, King James Version, Matthew chapter 13, verses 39 and 40. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world. Watchman comment. The word enemy has many connotations, meaning here opposition to Yahweh, but also used of men as at enmity with God by their own sins. The word devil, of course, we all know, is the false accuser who drives men to sin. But another meaning is applied to a man who, by opposing the cause of God, may be said to act the part of the devil or to side with the devil. Now I pray you are not in league with the devil, my friends, nor have you sided with the devil, for the end is near and the angelic reapers are soon to come. Their job for Yahweh is to gather up the tares, meaning those who oppose Yahweh, in preparation for the white throne judgment and the banishment of the tares to eternal hell fires. Matthew chapter 13, verse 40, so shall it be in the end of this world. My friends, the end is near. The day of the Lord is at hand. Are you ready? Have you truly committed your life to serving the Lord Almighty? Or are you waiting until the last minute so you can still do what you want that you know in your heart you should not be doing right now? If you wait too long, it could damn your soul. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Hallelujah, amen. If you're not saved, get saved. If you are saved and you're sinning, repent. Let's get our souls ready tonight for the end of the world. As the end draws near, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. April 4.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for in the last days upon the earth, man's way of traveling shall change. Ways of traveling that have not been thought of before will be accomplished. And this will bring my people closer to me. For the end time shall come through these ways of traveling. The last days will be seen in the ways that men travel the earth. For these ways will be so different that many will sit up and take notice of them. And they will grow and change as the enemy decides which way he is going to go in the days of the end. For those days are coming swiftly now. And upon the earth will come even greater distress of nations. For they will think they have a way to defeat my way. But I say unto you, they will know soon how wrong they are, saith God.
My, my, my. That was spoken way back in 2008. And you're seeing that fulfilled today, are you not? Sometimes it takes a while, but the fulfillment comes, always.
Saith the Lord, I would say unto you, be as one who hears my word and does my word, that you might walk the path of consistency and not be on a path of one that is irregular. For I say unto you, there is only one path to walk upon, and that is the straight and narrow, saith the Lord, that you might hear my voice again and again and again. Hearken unto me, saith the Lord. Hearken unto my voice. And walk the road of consistency, saith the Lord.
Now for tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. And of course, as always on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 22, King James Version. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. However, Jeremiah chapter 28 verse 9 says, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him. Watchman comment. Here we are taught how to know a true truth prophet by listening carefully to what that prophet says. So when it does not come to pass, it was not Yahweh that spoke, but the flesh. That which the Lord has spoken will always, not sometime or maybe, but always come to pass, like on tonight's program, even though it took some time. Then we know that the prophet who spoke is in true truth a true prophet. Amen. Then and only then should it be known that that prophet has passed the test, and we know that Yahweh hath truly sent that prophet because what that prophet said did come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah, amen, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand. So, get right and get ready. Philip from Ohio obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and he is our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsor for tonight's program. Father, I just pray, bless Philip, Lord. Meet his every need, and thank you, Lord, for touching his heart to support your program and your watchmen. Bless his needs and meet every one of them, amen and amen. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth, amen. There is only one more WOW sponsor for me to use for April, and I have not had to say that for quite a while now. Please pray and ask the Lord if he would have you send program support, then obey whatever Yahweh says for you to send in. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Luke chapter 24, verses 47 and 48. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, being at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. These were the instructions of Jesus just before he was carried up into heaven. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. The electronic skin patches that can tell when you're ill. American researchers say the tiny patches with tattoo-like sensors that wirelessly diagnose and treat health problems can act as a person's own internal doctor. The electronic skin patches, about as thick as a human hair, check a patient's vital signs, and transmits the data to a computer or a mobile phone. Scientists behind the project also say they could be used by healthy people to detect the early signs of illness. Revelation chapter 14, verse 11, "And the smoke of their torment sendeth up for ever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." Continuing. DREAM Act. Obama passes amnesty by a backdoor ICE directive. Obama issues executive order key to establishing North American Union. With no fanfare, no press coverage, and with every effort made to hide his actions from the American people, USA President Barack Hussein Obama snuck through the spirit of the DREAM Act via an ICE memo, an ICE memo. Opposed by a majority of the American people and twice defeated in Congress, the DREAM Act grants amnesty to any illegal alien residing in the United States if he or she agrees to enlist in the U.S. military or enter college. Watchman comment, is the Obamination abomination buying votes with this one? Sure sounds like it to me. Continuing. Fear of radiation treated as psychiatric disorder in Japan, Fukushima. Despite the fact that the Japanese government and TEPCO were caught red-handed underplaying the severity of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear crisis, a study has found that almost a quarter of Fukushima residents hospitalized in the aftermath of last year's devastating earthquake and tsunami were treated as having a psychiatric disorder because of their concern over radiation. Watchman comment, could this diagnosis then be applied to fear of high gas prices, vaccines, etc., etc.? Psychiatric disorders that aren't truly just fear of what truly is. Continuing. Faked gold bar. Tungsten-filled gold bar found in the United Kingdom. The bar appeared to be perfect, other than the fact that it was 2 grams underweight. The owner of the business that purchased the bar only became suspicious when he realized the weight discrepancy and had the bar cropped. He estimates between 30% and 40% of the weight of the bar to be tungsten. With the prices of gold skyrocketing, should we expect to see an increase in these types of gimmicks? Probably. Watchman comment, do I have to say I told you so? I warned you about gold and silver. Continuing. Judge in UK, United Kingdom, rules human rights don't apply to Christian Facebook case. A Christian demoted by his employers over comments he made about gay marriage on his Facebook page has been told he cannot appeal to human rights arguments in his defense. Adrian Smith was demoted and had a salary reduction of 40% after he expressed his disapproval of gay marriages being performed in churches. Smith's spokesman said this decision reinforces the widely held perception that Christians are not afforded the same human rights as others. Watchman comment, my. Do I have to say I told you so? Do I have to say it was coming? Do I have to say it'll come here too? Okay, it will. Continuing. Falsified authors tackle epidemic of false conversions in U.S. churches. In their new book, Falsified, The Danger of False Conversion, authors Vincent and Lori Williams seek to use scripture to identify what they define as an epidemic of false conversions. Currently sweeping evangelical churches in the USA, the couple speak from personal experiences as they too were once false converts. The Williamses define a false conversion as one in which the converted feels that they are saved, but in reality they are not, because they are not living by the correct teachings of Scripture. The couple confesses in their book that they were at one time false converts, led into a false sense of security by seeker-sensitive churches preaching a watered-down gospel. Watchman comment, I do not know this couple, nor have I read their book, so I cannot vouch for either. And I was never one of those false converts. It was a one-on-one with Jesus and me. However, I have seen and experienced firsthand these false conversions, and I sadly admit I was caught up in it long ago myself, converting people in a false manner. First, there is no biblical passage that tells you to lead someone to Christ Jesus by some canned repeat after me prayer. No, there is not. You witness, that's all. And then you let the Holy Spirit draw them, amen. And you should let them pray on their own without leading them. Second, it is wrong to lead someone down the aisle in a forceful way to intimidate them into praying or repeating a canned salvational prayer. Again, let the Holy Ghost draw them, not you, and let them pray themselves. Third, I have seen many people pray just to get a Christian pest off their backs. And I'm saying Christian pest for someone who just hammers somebody trying to get them saved. And then they may never pray again, or they will just pray falsely as they did before. Get mad at me if you want, but that is true truth. And I have been in ministry for many years. I saw personally what I just taught. Amen. There are false conversions. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. California pastor who believes in one God, many paths, to hold Easter services in a mosque. A plan to hold Easter services at a Sacramento, California mosque is drawing a mixed reaction from the Christian community. Some are commending the event, especially the generosity of the Muslim community to provide a place for a Sacramento community needing space, as a needed expression of mutual respect between the cultures. But the good news of a resurrected Christ won't be part of the service. I know that I don't believe in the physical resurrection of Jesus, but I do believe his spirit ascended and his teachings are very valid and transformative, said the Reverend Michael Moran, senior minister of the Spiritual Life Center. The church is part of a unity movement founded by Charles and Myrtle Fillmore in 1889, which holds beliefs not in line with traditional Christians' teaching. Their ministry embraces the controversial one God, many paths belief and desires to create peace and harmony among all world religions. Though they see Jesus as a great teacher, they do not see him as the only way to eternal life. Watchman comment, this is a 666 one world religion, and all who believe this lie will go to hell. Continuing. Islamic group launches nationwide Sharia education PR campaign. Islamic Circle of North America, ICNA, has announced a national Sharia education campaign to promote religious freedom and combat Islamophobia. Watchman comment, my. First we had homophobia, now we have Islamophobia. Just because we want to tell the truth about homosex and the Islamic satanic religion? My. Continuing. The next scheduled event will be in Los Angeles on April 17th. More dates will be announced. The campaign will include these elements: Sharia education and interfaith events, town hall, forums, and activities in 25 cities, including New York City, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Houston, Dallas, Los Angeles, Boston, San Francisco, Seattle, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Miami, Kansas City, Detroit, and Hartford. Billboards in 15 to 20 cities nationwide, including Kansas City, New Jersey, New York, near the Lincoln Tunnel, seen by 120,000 people each day. Chicago, Houston, Dallas, Sacramento, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Detroit, and Miami. 40 national Islamic chapters will be mobilized, including thousands of volunteers. A national hotline dedicated to answering questions about Sharia and the Islamic faith. A public service announcement campaign distributed and aired in 20 cities nationally. Watchman comment, do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? I warned you this was coming. This is beyond a shadow of a doubt, a last day sign. Matthew chapter 24, verses 4, 5, and 11. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, and many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. Continuing. New counterterrorism guidelines permit data on U.S. citizens to be held longer. The Obama administration has approved guidelines that allow counterterrorism officials to lengthen the period of time they retain information about U.S. residents, even if they have no known connection to terrorism. The changes allow the National Counterterrorism Center, NCTC, the Intelligence Community's Clearinghouse for Terrorism Data, to keep such information for up to 5 years. Previously, the center was required to promptly destroy generally within 180 days, any information about U.S. citizens or residents unless a connection to terrorism was evident. The new guidelines, which were approved by Attorney General Eric H. Holder, Jr., have been in the works for more than a year, officials said. Watchman comment, do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman now? I warned you this was coming. This also is beyond a shadow of a doubt, a last day sign.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and possibly live call-ins, letters or both at the end of the program. Sometimes I have so much I have to cut those out, but I hope to get them in tonight. Dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. And when you do, please also pray about including a WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water, love offering, as we need to be able to pay for the April radio bills. This program is listener supported, and it is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the truth. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings. Just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. Then pray over it and send it. God is able to get it through, is he not? Amen. And of course, he can get through large cash offerings too. Amen and amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Please, my friends, will you write this week? I'd sure like to receive your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week. Please write signs S I G N S P O Box 1. 2-2, town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate N-Y, zip 13797. That address will repeat in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for tonight's ending, True Truth, quick Bible study from the King James Version. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I am not afraid. I am not dismayed. I'm going to walk in faith and victory. I'm going to walk in faith and victory. For the Lord my God is with me. Hallelujah, amen. I love that little chorus. My friends, the Greek-Syrian emperor Antiochus Epiphanes defiled the temple by erecting an idol within it and commanded all of Israel to worship it. If that wasn't enough, he made it illegal to follow God's laws, and anyone caught observing them would be punished, that is, God's laws, and put to death. Yeshua Jesus pointed out in Matthew chapter 24, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel, flee. This was a foreshadow of a future event which he was referring to in the end of days. So, in these dark days that are approaching, we're going to be called to a deeper walk with the Lord, to stand up for Yahweh's truth and be a light to the dying world around us. And that, my friend, takes a dedicated True Truth Christian who is very serious about his or her walk in the Lord. Not some sloppy agape Joe or Sally on the surface only Christian who is just doing whatever someone else is doing. No, no, no. A True Truth Christian who knows God's will and does it. Amen. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah! Grab onto that verse, and you will be one of Yahweh's awesome warriors. Amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Fox.
And you say, what can I do, preacher? I will tell you what you can do to be saved. Cry out to God, Jesus! Jesus, be Lord to me. Forgive me of my sins and transgressions. Wash me in your blood. and I will be white as snow. Save my soul today. I've tried so hard to be good, and I have tried to keep the law, but I know that it's forever striving, never knowing. But I tell you, you can be always striving and always knowing that Jesus Christ will never forsake you or leave you, and someday you shall be with Him in heaven above. Turn to Jesus this day, saith the Lord. Turn to Jesus Christ. Turn to Him.
Thank you, Pastor. Please tune in again to Science International Radio, my friends, for when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. And let me add now, and be blessed. Hallelujah, amen. Please tune in for a fresh program this coming Saturday on frequency 4840. That one is not changing for the summer. 4840 at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 4840 Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time for another brand new Prophecy News Behind the News program. Attention, it is extremely important to keep tonight's program on 9350. Attention, I need to hear from as many listeners tonight as possible. Attention, please call in, and if my one line is busy, please keep redialing until you get through. For more daily news in text form like you heard on tonight's radio program, be sure to go to scienceradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. That's scienceradio.com, SIGNSRADIO.com, all one word. Don't forget the WW. Click the Visitors Forum News with Views link to go to my other website, where there is so much posted there weekdays that there is no time to use it on tonight's program. And there are pictures that you cannot see on the radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Science Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you pray about how you can bless me back? I hope you will. Here is the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S. P.O. Box 122 L.I.S.L.E.N.Y. 13797. Now my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as you say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air, especially this 9350 frequency. I only have one line, so please just keep hitting your redial if it is busy until you get through. And if you can right now, keep it short so others can call in thanks. For longer calls, just wait until a half hour after the program ends, and you can talk until you time the recorder out. So as many as possible can call in right now. Thanks. Please, it is important for as many as possible to call in tonight to tell me that you can hear 9350, and don't forget your state.
This is Brother Andy calling from North Carolina. I'd like to ask all the listeners out there that have not made a call yet to call Brother Johnson and support him, you know, just give him encouragement or anything that we all need. Brother Johnson, hang in there. Thank you so much again for your message, and God be with us all these 10 days. Maranatha.
Thanks, Brother Andy. I pray they call in. Maranatha. I need to know if 9350 is being heard for me to keep it on the air as a science frequency program. Here's the number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating a little faster. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight. Sure did appreciate you being here on the radio with me. Remember, you are loved.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your WOW offering this week. It is needed. Thanks, my friends. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.